name, James. They call me Mickey Blue Eyes. This is actually our first show in Bournemouth.
You
excited?
Where does the band name come from?
Newbury Racecourse back in the 60s with my granddad. He used to go there, he used to have a season ticket. He had a winning horse called Harry Habitat that stormed the 60s. And we thought, well, we can't be called Harry Habitat. So we thought, Habitat, and we wrote it down in our back garden where we used to live together.
And we were like, yeah, we can make that our own. We can do that.
It was weird because we didn't know whether to have the S or the Z.
Yeah. Or we didn't know it to be Le Habitat, so just Habitat.
It's a democracy in a band, so we had to vote.
Cliche, but we love like the Beatles and stuff like that. There's just so many bands from.
I can't just stick in Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles.
God, so many.
Yeah, we love the Beatles. And that's it.
The Beatles, the bootleg Beatles, the Beatles without the.
I saw a Rolling Stones tribute band recently. That inspires me quite a bit, to be fair.
Do you have any pre and post gig rituals?
Yes, we have one when our manager's with us.
We do, yeah. Basically, we stole it though. We stole it from The Wolf of Wall Street. You know the part where Matthew McConaughey, and he's like, you know that bit? We kind of do that before some shows.
So these boys are doing it, and I'm just like,
every time, every time.
Do you join in?
Sort of.
He does join in.
Like, to try and do the bit, it's like,
What do you like about playing live?
Everything.
The adrenaline is pretty good.
If the audience is good, if the audience are like quite interactive, we'll generally go into the crowd and join in with them.
Sometimes it's quite nervous, isn't it? Yeah. To start with, like when we're on tour, there's been times where we've played to a packed out room, and there's been times where we've played to like three people. And sometimes just playing those, just playing to those three people. It's more daunting, it's more nerve-wracking.
But if they're into it, they're like, it's the best one sometimes.
We see people moving and just enjoying themselves, and that's when we really kind of, you know, let loose a little bit and we kind of enjoy ourselves too.
How did the band meet?
Well, back in the day, us three were in college, so Mike, myself, James and Adam playing music and drama, and then I knew Joe through skating, and when we decided we wanted to get someone else involved, lucky Joe, it was his lucky day.
I used to go and watch them play, and I would always be drunk and just at the front, like, going crazy. Yeah, I was a fangirl. I loved it.
What kind of music did you each grow up listening to?
Ooh.
Wow.
Very interesting. Good
question. It depends what age, but when I was really young, it was Michael Jackson and Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Michael Jackson was big because my dad was like really into him during the 90s. So. I think my first album was The Spice Girls, and I loved them. Like, proper. I got my cousin to like, because I think she had a computer, and I got her to print off all the lyrics to their music for me, so I could like learn the words.
Do you know what? I've never known this.
Yeah,
mate,
Spice Girls were amazing.
Mine was Pink. My first album was Pink.
I don't know, it was a mixture because I had two older sisters that were well into like club music, so, but then like my dad loved like Jimi Hendrix and all that sort of stuff, so album wise, I don't know, but I remember my first single, I think, was Fat Boy Slim. I bought it from Woolworths for like 90p.
I don't know, I was brought up on like Queen and my mum loved Whitesnake.
I think I don't know if Spice World was my first. I know I had it, but I remember the first ever tape I got given was Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man.
It just depends for us on the night. If the people love it, then it's a rememberable one for us, you know. But I mean,
have you said a venue yet?
Then food is coming.
Can we
pick a venue
each? Abroad.
I would say for me, one of the good ones was we played Concord 2 in Brighton.
Is there anything exciting coming up?
We've holed up in the studio for the past, is it 5 or 6 days? Just recording new stuff. Hopefully we've got a new EP mini album coming out soon.
We've got a sort of year plan which involves a lot of shows and recording dates.
Great. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Alright, thank you.
All right. So, out of 10,